Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Ma bein shkalom lachatas. In the previous Mishnah, Bishil held that if a person says, behold, this money should be for my shkalom, hari'ilu l'shikli, so if there was leftover money, leftover shekels, it would just be chulin, it would be non-sacred. But yet, if he says, hari'ilu l'chatas, this should be for my carbon chatas, then Bishil agreed to Bishamay that leftovers are used for the Beis HaMikdash. They're used for a ola carbon as an adava, as a gift offering. So why do they differentiate between the same exact wording, this money should be for my shekels, leftovers is just non-sacred, but when he says this money should be for my carbon chatas, leftover is used for Beis HaMikdash services. So the answer is as follows. Shekalim yesh lahem kitzva. A shekel, there's a kitzva, there's a set amount to it. It says, ha'ashir lo yabeh, v'hadal lo yamit, b'machtz shekel. The rich should not give more, the poor should not give less from the half a shekel. Meaning there was a set amount. So therefore we say that, of course, b'vadai, he didn't have the intention to give more than the allotted amount, and then the leftovers are chul and they're non-sacred. But a chatas, v'chatas ein la kitzva, korban chatas, there's no set amount. Some people buy a chatas with a lot of money. Some people buy a chatas with a little bit of money. So over here by a chatas, we could say that, hey, if there's leftover money, and he said, this should be for my chatas, then we say this is everything. And even the leftovers, Beis Hillel would agree, has to be used for carbon olas as a gift offering in the Beis HaMikdash. Because a chatas could be purchased at any price. But since a shekel has a set given price, therefore by a shekel, the extra money would be non-sacred, and that's why there's a point of differentiation between these two cases. Rabbi Yehuda responds to Rabbi Shimon. He says, no. Afle shekel mein lehem kitzvah. Even a shekel, we find there's no set amount, because granted, you can't have less than half a shekel, which was in the times of the Moshe Rabbeinu, during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was a set amount, the half a shekel. But there were times that exceeded more than half a shekel. For example, Shekesh Sha'alu Yisrael Min HaGola, when Klai Yisrael came out of the Golas, the exile of Babel, Hayu Shoklum Darkonos. They used a darkon. A darkon is a coin. It's a Persian coin. It's a golden coin. Its value is 2 selas, which equaled 4 shekels. And we already mentioned this in Mishnah Aleph in our Parak. It was a bigger coin. And then Chazul Ishko Salam. After time, they began using Salam instead. Salam, a Sela, okay, is 2 shekels. So also it's greater. And then later, Chazul Ishko Tevan. And then they went to, Tevan is half of a Sela, which is the shekel of the Mishnah's times, which is equal to the half shekel of the Torah times. So the Tevaim was the exact shear of the half shekel of the Torah. Ubikshu lishkol dinarim, and then they want to even go down to a dinner, right? But this dinner coin, they didn't accept it. Because the dinner, the basin said that a dinner, you can't go less than a half a shekel of the Torah. A dinner is half a shekel of the Mishnah's time, which is equal to a quarter of a shekel of the Torah's time. We always look at the Torah's time as the deciding factor. So a quarter of a shekel of the Torah's time was the value of a dinner that they didn't accept, because we don't go lower than half a shekel of the Torah's time. But we have other cases where we had, you know, for sure the half shekel of the Torah, and even more than that. So it says of Yehuda that the shear for the shekel is not set, because there were times where they gave more. So that's why he argues. But Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon responds, no, afal pikin, even so, yat kulan shava, everyone's hand is equal. Meaning, at each time when people are giving, right, they're all giving the same coin, granted maybe a little bit more than the usual, but it's still called the machatzis shekel. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, you give, you know, the coin of circulation, the coin of the given time. So it comes out really the shekels have a set time, and really, and therefore he says that they're still set. Because again, it may be, you know, worth more throughout the ages, but at the end of the day, it's the same machtas a shekel. Aval achatas, a carbon chatas. Zed maybe b'sela. One guy can bring it for, you know, 1 sela. Zed maybe b'shtam. One guy can bring it for 2 selas. Zed maybe b'shosh. So a person can bring it for 3 selas. So therefore, a chatas, really, the amount is not set, and you could bring very expensive and very cheap. Therefore, that's where there's differentiation between the shekels and between the chatas, whereby there's extra money, and you said this money should be for my shekel, the extra is non-sacred, it's chulin, but there's extra money when you said this should be for my korban chatas, then the extra goes towards the Beis HaMikdash for a korban ola, as an adav, as a gift offering. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, and with this we complete the parak Beis. Mosar shkalim chulin. So we just mentioned that if there's leftovers of a shekel, it's chulin, it's non-sacred. Okay? Like Beis Hillel. Mosar asira se'efa. What about if there was, same kind of scenario, the guy says, all of this should be for my asira se'efa, now there's leftovers. Asira se'efa is, if a person is gathering money to purchase a tenth of an efa of solas, a fine flour for a chathas, for a sin offering. So he says, this should be for my asira se'efa, but there's leftovers. Mosar kinei zavim, or kinei zavos, or kinei yolodos. If he's gathering money, he says, this should be for my kinei zavim, for birds that are brought with from a male zav, or a female zav, or a woman after childbirth. So again, zav is when they have some kind of emission out of the body that makes them tamei. We don't have it nowadays, but in those times. And then yolodos, a woman that gave birth, in order to purify themselves, part of the purification process was they'd bring these birds as the karbanos. So either the zav, the male, the zava, the female, the yoledes, woman that gives birth, or chatos v'hashamos, or different types of sin offerings. In all these cases, if you said that money should be towards these things, and you had leftovers, most rehen nidava. In all these cases, the extra money is a nidava, meaning it's used to purchase a carbon ola. An ola was totally burnt on the mizbeach, and they would use this as a gift offering at the time of the mizbeach. Had no carbonos on it, they would use these carbonos to keep the mizbeach, you know, burning with carbonos. So in these cases, all of the extra money does go to the Beis HaMikdash. Ze aklal, here's the rule. Here's the general rule. Kol shu ba l'shem chatas, l'shem ashma. So it's not a general rule. It's really, it's going to go through a whole list of cases. Let's start. Kol shu ba l'shem chatas, l'shem ashma. Anything that's coming for a chatas or an ashma, money that was gathered to purchase with it, carbonos for sin offerings. So those mosaran nedava, its leftovers are given towards the Beis HaMikdash for carbon olos. Mosar ola, la ola. One who sets aside money to purchase a carbon ola and there's leftover for it, then he brings an ola in its place, a replica of what he was going to bring. He brings the same thing from the leftovers. Mosar mincha, la mincha, that which is left over from extra money to purchase a carbon mincha, he brings another carbon mincha. Mosar shlamim, la shlamim, that which he has left over from a carbon shlamim, he brings with it another carbon shlamim. Mosar Pesach l'shlamim. If he has leftover money that he gathered to purchase a carbon Pesach, then he brings with it a carbon shlamim, not a carbon Pesach. Here would be a carbon shlamim. Mosar Nazirim l'Nazirim. If they're gathering money to purchase carbonos Nazirim for Nazirites, and it's for a group of them that are all poor, for a Nazirim Aniyim, poor Nazirites, and those leftovers. So that leftovers is given to Nazirim, other Nazirites. They use that for other Nazirites. But if it's a case of Moser Nazir, then it's Lenadava. If it was money that was collected for one individual Nazir that he put aside for a carbon Nazir, then the leftovers again is purchased as a carbon Ola for the Mizbeach. Moser Aniyim Laniyim, if they gather money for poor people to feed them or to clothe them, so the leftover money is given to them, is given to other Aniyim. So this does not do with the precept, this does not do with Carbonos. This is just distributing the money to the poor people. They collected money for poor people to feed them and dress them, and they had leftover money. They give it la'aniyim achirim to other poor people. But if it's a case of moser ani, then la'oso ani. If they collected money for a particular ani, particular poor person, to feed him or to clothe him, then the leftovers they give to that particular poor person. Moser shvuyim, if they collected money for pigeon shvuyim to redeem people from prison, and then after they redeemed them, there was extra money. You leave that money for other people that are in prison to be redeemed. But again, Moser Shavoy, La'oso Shavoy. If they collected money to redeem a particular prisoner, then the leftovers are given to that prisoner. Moser HaMesim, La'mesim. If they collected money to bury either a Mesim Mitzvah, someone that died on the road that no one could bury him, or poor people that couldn't give money for their burial, so they would collect this money for the poor people that are these Mesim Mitzvah. If they had leftovers, they would use it for other Mesim Acherim, for other dead people. But if it's Moser HaMeis, then it's going to be a three-way machlokas. If you collected money for a particular dead person to bury him, three-way machlokas, three-way argument. The Tana Kama, the author of our Mishnah, says, liyarshav, that if you collected money for a particular person that had died to bury him, the leftovers, you give it to the yarshim, to the heirs, to the ones that are inheriting him. Rabbi Meir argues on the Tana Kama. He says, Moser HaMeis, the leftovers of the money that you collected for this dead person, Yemunach Achiv Elyo. He says, we don't know what to do with this money, and you leave until Elyo comes, until Mashiach comes, and he'll tell us, Elyo will tell us what to do with it. And then a third opinion, Rabbi Nassan says, Moser HaMeis, Bona Lo Nefesh Al Kivro, he says the leftovers of the money that you collected for this mace, you build with it a kever, you built with it a matseva, a tombstone over the kever, and that's what you do with the extra money. So when it's talking about a particular person they collected the money for his burial, then there's a Tvurim Machlokas, and this concludes Mishnah Hay and Perek Beis.